There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to tell you, doctors rock. We rock. Did you guys hear about this? These surgeons remove a pitchfork from a man's brain. Apparently, there was a young farm worker in Russia who was feeding cows when he was suddenly pierced by a pitchfork prong. My guess is he wasn't very adept at feeding cows for a while to unfortunately sustain such a horrible injury. Said, I was putting straw down for the cows when the pitchfork got tangled in one of the cow's horns. And then it shook its head, according to Alexei Startsev, 25 years old. It all happened so fast. I remember being shocked and shouting for help. And I tried to open my eye and I couldn't. I thought I lost it. The 12-inch prong had snapped from the pitchfork, entered through his right eye, wedged itself in his brain. 4 inches of the prong pierced into his head. The operation to remove the prong was successful, and thank God he will not have any long-term consequences. They say there are almost no visible signs of this accident. This just blows my mind. They say it's very important to pull out the metal very carefully to prevent additional injuries from being caused. It was also needed to carefully clean the wound as it was a very dirty object to eliminate further infections. We tell you that all the time. What to do when you are, struck or impaled by something. And, your first instinct is to take it out. It's just your instinctive nature to be like, okay, I need to just rip this object out because it's stabbing me. But what you don't understand is when that object is in there, moving it can cause more damage. It could tear more tissue if you go at a different angle. And you could already be having a certain sort of hemostasis going on by the object itself, so you don't move it. I'm still trying to get the exact story of what happened with Steve Irwin, who unfortunately had passed when he was stung by a stingray, I believe, into the heart. Went to his heart, he looked at it, and he ripped it out. Well, as he ripped it out, it sounds like he severed more of the heart tissue and unfortunately died instantly. And so you have to leave the objects in. You get impaled by something, you call 911, you do not move the object, and don't move the victim. Keep them still, okay? A lot of you guys remember Talladega Nights, where Will Ferrell tried to prove that he was numb and paralyzed. So he stabs himself with a knife on his thigh, and then he realizes he feels it. So his buddies start to, cut out the meat, is that what they did? They go, let's use this other knife to pry the first one. Then like, no, let's kind of cut around the knife, and then we're going to pry out the meat. No, you don't do any of that, okay? The victim is going to probably go into shock, either A, depending on how big the object, because they're bleeding profusely, or B, because they have something in them from a psychological standpoint. Okay, what you could do while you're waiting for emergency medical services is take clothing away from the wound without moving the object. If you don't think you could do that without disrupting the body, just don't do nothing then. But if it's like on a leg or something, you're like, look, I could remove the clothing so I could see that. Okay, if the object is long and let's say it's through a person's, abdomen, like a sword, and they obviously can't lie down, you could very slowly roll them to a position where they can. okay? You waste or want to control bleeding around the object. So you could dress the wound that the object is around, trying to anchor it with bandages or strips of cloth to keep it from moving. We don't want the wavering. Let's say there's a bad wind or El Nino is going on. You don't want the wind to be shaking the sword or whatever the hell is in there. So sometimes buttressing it the way it went in, try not to though straighten it. You know what? I'm going to just turn it another 45-degree angle. Don't be doing that. Don't be doing that. Okay? So you wrap a bulky dressing around the object, make sure nobody else falls on the object, and don't have the victim move. You want the victim to stay calm. You want him to breathe. Try to give him fluids. Don't feed him, okay? Because if he goes unconscious, he can unfortunately aspirate. If the patient is starting to panic and you think they're going to pass out, don't then give him don't start putting, you know, stuff in their mouth then at all. And hopefully emergency services comes into play. And that's kind of what you do when you get stuck by something. And then what do the surgeons do? Well, the surgeons are brilliant. Some of the sexiest people in med. I know you guys think I'm sexy. No. No, the surgeons, they top the list. They come in, all sexy, and they have you under anesthesia, so you're relaxed. They can control your breathing. They control your heart rate. They give you IV fluids, okay, so they can try to control your blood volume. If they need to give you a transfusion, they do that, all right? And then what they do is they slowly explore the wound, all right? You can't just pull it out fast. I know you guys think that's all they do. Not entirely. They have to explore and see what is bleeding. They need to see exactly where is the main artery, what's going to happen. Is the main artery going to completely start to gush blood, and then they won't be able to see the wound. So they need to very, very carefully go around the area and make sure they can control any major bleeding and any major other tissue damage. And when you're talking about a brain, okay, you can do more damage going in. So it's delicate. And then they sever off vessels that they need to once they know that the area is, and they clean the area. And if they are able to very, very slowly remove piece or the sword, they do that. Sometimes things have to be broken outside the body so that it allows a little bit more visualization, but there's a variety of ways to do it. And these good doctors, they're damn good. So I'm pretty excited that this young man lived through that. All right. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Apparently we have 1,000 students in the southern Philippines sickened by candy. Fruit-flavored candy. We'll talk about what happened. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Dr. Dahlia's show on Facebook. All right, I need everybody to calm down about the death panels, okay? All right, the Medicare pain for end-of-life counseling does not mean we have the death panels. Okay, relax. Just relax. I'll tell you. I know that was a big fear when Obamacare started, having this big socialistic move to have the government involved in our health care and being able to limit what they could do with our health and them deciding not to allow certain things. Well, that's already kind of happening. You didn't need a death panel for that. Okay, I mean the government already. Government already is involved with, you know, all right, well, you know, Medicare's not going to cover this anymore, or Medicare's not going to, I know you need a pre-op physical, but we just aren't paying for chest x-rays now. Or we're, I mean, they're already, you know, making the cuts across the board. I don't think it's going to be an individual type of thing that the death panel alluded to. I think you're just all screwed once you hit, we're all screwed once we hit a certain age on what the benefits are. However, it is about time that Medicare is paying doctors for counseling end-of-life care. The big problem we have is doctors have absolutely no time to help patients figure out what they're going to be able to do in the long run with their advanced directives, if you will, you know, if they're in the hospital and they are, let's say, comatose. Okay, you know, do you want us to feed you? Do you want us to still give you pain medicine? Do you want us to keep you alive? Do you want us to keep you on a ventilator if you need to? And, you know, that's not something you could rush through. So what do a lot of doctors do? Okay, they're already seeing how many patients a day. They're so under-reimbursed, and they're like, oh, you don't have a living will? You don't have an advanced directive? Okay, do you want us to pull the plug or not? Now, of course, doctors don't say it like that, but doctors don't have a good 20, 30 minutes to sit down there and walk through every piece and every decision, which is why a lot of people have been going to their lawyers and spending a hell of a lot more. Now, Medicare should be paying for counseling. The big problem we have is a lot of doctors don't know how to get reimbursed by Medicare correctly. So they code physicals or they code things. We had this too. Had a Medicare patient, they just decided to write the whole thing off. And when we asked them, why are you writing the whole thing off? These are codes we've used for years. Sorry, you can't peel it. You know, so you have a lot of doctors going, well, to heck with this. And so, you know, when we saw this headline that Medicare is going to reimburse doctors for conversations with patients on if they want to be kept alive, you know, if they become too sick to speak for themselves, this really is something that has to be done in terms of a reimbursement. Now, does that put you at risk for being on a quote-unquote death panel? I don't think so, because the government already has our number. They already know where we live. They already know what hospital we're going to. So just because you do this form of counseling with your doctor doesn't mean you're going to be on a death panel. You see what I mean? Okay, but many of you have asked me that if you do put do not resuscitate on your chart and in your chart. And then it, you know, when I was in training and the charts were paper charts, DNR was all over the chart on the outside because they didn't want a medical student accidentally trying to revive somebody. Many of you have been concerned if you do choose that, is it going to be ill-conceived and ill-interpreted, I should say? And you just get less care because they go, you know what, it's a DNR, so they don't want to live anyway. No, that should not happen. Okay, it should not happen. Just because you have a do not resuscitate does not mean they're not going to do proper care. Okay, and so a lot of you guys have been saying, I don't want to fill that out. It took me the longest time to get my mom to fill out hers. Because she's like, no, I don't want anybody doing any less work. I don't want anything on the chart. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, we need to know what's going on. We need to make a decision based on what you want. You tell us what you want, make the decision, and we are going to do full court press until you kind of give us some sort of indication in writing now or whatever that you want full court press to stop after a certain time, etc. So she went to an attorney to do that because she really didn't have a doctor that would sit there going piece by piece. So, will now your doctor get reimbursed for this? Technically, yes. If they can't figure out the right code or they give Medicare the right code and they still don't get reimbursed, that's going to be a whole other issue. So the fact that they're saying Medicare will pay for it is actually a positive. You know, what a lot of people have also asked is, when do I actually get to ask to be killed? When can I have a doctor help assist me and do physician-assisted suicide? That is not a part of this, from what I understand, okay? The Medicare will not pay for you and the doctor talking about that. All right, so, you know, it is a good thing as a doctor. I say it is a good thing. Okay, because we really do need you know, doctors to stop and spend the time. And if they get reimbursed, it allows them to not feel the pressure that they have to just go on to the next patient. But I would suggest if you have a doctor that really can't sit down with you and spend that time, then you are going to need to, you know, probably go to an attorney. It's a shame because I don't think the attorneys are the ones that can medically talk you through each and every option. From a medical standpoint, they know how to do it from a legal standpoint. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, another reason why a lot of my patients don't even go there is it's depressing. They don't want to talk about that. I don't. I don't have my living will or advance directives. I told my husband, go full court press, do everything. And in fact, even at the end, freeze me so I can later come out again. I do no pulling the plug. I also told him verbally, I don't want anybody to trip. Now, some of you say, wait a second, if you don't put in writing, then anybody could say, all right, pull the plug. No, legally, nobody can pull the plug, you know, unless, of course, there's, was it the Tereshchenko? I have to look up exactly how long, if the government and if the ethics committee gets involved. I'm trying to think how if you don't have a living will, what ends up happening, which is again why it's pretty frustrating, because usually families go broke until people figure out what they can actually, you know, do. I want people to fight the fight. It blows my mind when you hear people that are given X amount of time to live and they actually live. You know, and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, we called it. Same thing with these babies that are born dead. And mom goes, let me just hold the baby one last time, hold the baby, and the baby wakes up and is alive. And you're like, oh, my gosh. So these are things that, you know, we definitely have to think about. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, some of us have been following this whole Subway Jared Fogle thing. All right, you know, thus far, Jared Fogle, the Subway representative, had been raided because of an FBI child porn investigation of a, I guess, a partner of his for his foundation, Russell Taylor. Yet now they say a female friend wore a wire to help the FBI's child porn investigation after he made, quote unquote, surprising and inappropriate remarks around her. Federal authorities confirmed this woman's story, and so that's why the home became raided. This is a little deeper than we thought. All right, so new detail comes from a Florida woman who revealed she wore wires speaking to Fogle before agents seized hard drives from his house. The woman, whose identity is being kept secret and whose evidence was crucial to the Bureau's investigation, said Fogle often made surprising and inappropriate remarks about subject matter that was similar to what the FBI found when they raided his home. The raid of his home was reportedly related to a child pornography investigation into Russell Taylor, who headed his charitable foundation. Again, we still don't have any confirmation that actual child porn was in his, you know, house. We'll keep you posted on that. But it looks like there's a lot more to this. And that's kind of freaky. Yeah, I mean, you kind of wonder what kind of comments were there. I still don't understand if there's a person out there that seems to find a child attractive in that way, that person really has a screw loose. And I'm wondering if we should recommend lobotomy to somebody who views and creates child porn. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so they say American adults are still skimping out on eating fruits and vegetables, where only 13% of us eat the recommended amount each day. What? I've been telling you guys to eat fruits and vegetables and you don't listen? Do I eat my recommended fruits and vegetables? I probably eat a fifth of what I'm supposed to eat a day, but I still do eat fruits and vegetables every day. Okay? I have more chocolate than fruits and vegetables, but I still try and do it. Study was done by the CDC. Only 1 in 10 adults are eating the right amount of fruits and vegetables. What? You're supposed to eat 1.5 to 2 cups of fruit a day and 2 to 3 cups of vegetables a day. Now, see, before we were like 5 to 9. Groups of fruits and vegetables. And then, didn't seem to fly. All right, so this was a large survey by the CDC. Only 13% said they recommended the amount of fruit, ate the recommended fruit. Only 9% said they ate enough vegetables. That equates to just 1 in 10. California, which is a big produce-growing state, ranked highest for eating both fruits and vegetables. Tennessee was at the bottom of the fruit list, and Mississippi was the last in eating vegetables. The government recommends that adults eat 1.5 to 2 cups of fruit and 2 to 3 cups of vegetables a day. Health officials have been trying to promote fruits and vegetables, especially leafy greens, as health alternatives to salty, fattery, sugary foods. In Oregon, those who ate vegetables were just about 11%. In Tennessee, it was only 6.2% eating vegetables, enough of them. In Oklahoma, 5.8%, and in Mississippi, it was 5.5%. Those who ate enough fruit varied widely. In California, 17.7% of people ate fruit regularly. A Big Apple in New York dropped 7.5%. So I'm kind of surprised because in New York, you're walking around all over the place, and there's all these like trucks out there with fruit. And you can just go, you'll go and take this, and you wipe it on your shirt. And maybe that's why, because they know wiping on the shirt doesn't really get rid of all the pesticides. So the CDC wants us to curb nation's obesity, and they really want to get on our butts for the amount of or the lack of vegetables that we eat. All right, so what could you guys do to try to get these vegetables in you? You really got to close your eyes and hold your nose. I mean, you really have to do it, guys. I think the big problem we have is we've kind of trained ourselves to do stuff we want to. You know, in the olden days, you didn't get to do, you know, if you got to do something you really wanted to do, that was a treat. That was a form of relaxation. And so, yet now we have all these options. Like in the morning, you can hit a snooze button. If you don't want to get up in the morning when you're supposed to, you can eat a snooze button or hit the snooze button. Okay, then breakfast. Rather than you eating whatever the farm gives you, okay, you got choices. You got cocoa berries, you got Fruit Loops, etc. So you have a choice. If you want something sweet, you can do that. Then going to work, you don't have to walk to work. You have options of going to work. You can take a bus. You can have somebody drive you. You can take a car into work. And you also get to choose your work. In the olden days, you didn't choose your work. Whatever store your dad had, whatever trade, you grew up working in that store, and then you later took it on. Well, now we have choices. Well, now we could go to school. We could pick this job over here, or we could decide to just get government aid and not get a job. We have so many more options. So the problem with that is, as we have so many more options, we see such a breakdown in so many things. We see a breakdown in health. Remember years ago, you used to, I don't know when they decided to start doing, you know, yearly physicals and things like that. Just something you did. You had to go in for a physical. You don't see that sort of thinking that much anymore. Obamacare, I have to admit, gets a little tiny bit of credit. I hate to say that without vomiting into my own mouth, but they get a little bit of credit because healthcare is so damn expensive that the only freebie thing you get is being able to go into the doctor and get a physical. So now we're having people coming in going, well, I'm here for the physical I have to get. And I'm like, okay, that's not too bad. That's not too shabby. But when it comes to diet, et cetera, you know, no, you think you have a choice. When you sit down to eat something in the morning, it's not supposed to be by choice. It's something you have to. And this is something I'm trying to train my kids. Okay? You know, when I grew up, whatever mom cooked is what you ate. You didn't sit there and go, well, I want this, and Johnny wants this, and he wants this. And you know, now I have a separate plate for each of the kids. Husband has something different. The cat has a little tuna fish just sitting there all night. I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm not a restaurant. Whatever we're making, whatever we have is what you eat. And no, that's not how we're raising our kids. And so when I, you know, I tell my older son is the one that hates vegetables. The younger one likes it. And I'm like, you know, you think you could just have brown all day long to eat? You can't just eat brown. Where's your vegetables? No, okay, mom ate a vegetable. It was a big deal. No, it wasn't a big deal. That's your baseline. So we need to reteach everybody their baseline, okay? Now, Obamacare has been taking a lot of credit. They say deaths from high blood pressure should plummet under Obamacare, according to a study. What? U.S. deaths from blood pressure-related diseases are expected to drop substantially during the coming decades because of improved health coverage provided by the Affordable Health Care Act. What? Wait. What? Improved health coverage? What? What? Increased treatment of high blood pressure. Under the healthcare legislation, commonly known as Obamacare, according to drugs.com, will save the lives of 95,000 to 222,000 non-elderly adults by the year 2050. That's what researchers estimate. That's up to 6,000 people a year. By 2050, there could be 408 fewer cases of heart disease and stroke among the 55 million young and middle-aged Americans who have high blood pressure. Okay. So, some of you are like, yeah, Dr. Dahlia, ever since Obamacare, I have insurance. I got insurance. Okay, you know what? If you did not have insurance before Obamacare, and now you do, they're right. You have access. But for everybody else, where the insurance is such a high deductible that you can't afford to go to your doctor even with the insurance, or now there's a three-month wait to get into the doctor because the Medicaid plan that you were able to get on, you know, everybody has now, and nobody can get into the doctor because they're all trying to get into the same few doctors to take Medicaid, that's a problem. So then, no, you're not going to be getting your blood pressure taken care of. But apparently, one in three adults have high blood pressure, according to a study. It said 78 million Americans. And high blood pressure contributes to 35% of all heart attacks and strokes and 49% of heart failures. National surveys from 2011 and 2012 found that less than three-quarters of people with high blood pressure take medication for it, and only half have their high blood pressure under control. So, it's a silent killer because a lot of times you can't feel it. Some of you can feel it. Some of you don't. All right, we call it the silent killer because most of the time you don't feel it, even though I do believe some people can. And you have no idea that it's busting vessels in your eyes or busting vessels in your kidneys, etc. And you have no idea that it's causing strain on the heart because you don't feel it. So, all right, do we want to give the Medicaid expansion and Obamacare some credit? You know what? I'm not going to try to just sit on my high horse. If more people are seeing the doctor, then I would say something is being done right. But if less people are seeing the doctor, or it's just a population shift, I foresee, what I see are less people are seeing the doctor now. So I'm worried that those numbers are not going to plummet, but they're going to go up because we just don't have the access that we did. But that's just my opinion. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Candy is in the news, and boy, we love candy. Unfortunately, they say candy has sickened over 1,000 students in the southern Philippines. Now, this candy, this is the yummy candy that has the, you know, like the fruit-flavored stuff. I want to talk about this because this is candy I like to eat. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So more than 1,000 students in a southern Philippine province fell ill Friday after eating these fruit-flavored candies sold by vendors during their school recess. Apparently, Provincial Disaster Management Officer Abel de Guzman said no deaths have been recorded, but about 1,000 students in southern Cingao del Sur province received emergency treatment after vomiting and complaining of nausea, dizziness, stomach pain, and headaches. Now, some of you are like, why are we even, you know, worried about something like this that didn't even happen in our country? Because a lot of stuff we eat is imported. I can't tell you how many people are eating candy imported from China and stuff. You know, it all could be related. Apparently, candy is flavored with mangosteen, mango, durian, and I'm not exactly sure what they ended up having, but it was not good. And I'm looking at pictures of the candy. They look pretty, and they look yummy, and it looks like something you would eat any day. So just a word of caution out there. Another word of caution are these online symptom checkers, okay? Apparently, we have a study, the first large-scale study of the accuracy of online symptom checkers from researchers from Harvard Medical School, and found that these programs correctly identified the illness on the first attempt only one-third of the time. The public is increasingly interested in using the Internet for self-diagnosis, and increasingly they are using symptom checkers. We wanted to know whether the advice they were receiving was useful. So symptom checkers, which are hosted by medical schools, hospitals, insurance companies, government agencies, prompt users to input their symptoms using multiple choices or manual methods. Then there's computer algorithms, and then the program then offers a list of potential health problems that might cause those symptoms and makes a recommendation. This is called computer medicine. This is what you guys wanted. You wanted this crap. You wanted to be able to throw a whole bunch of symptoms, type it out, and hit enter without spending money on going to a doctor. You guys wanted this, and you have it. And it's cheaper for the government. This is where Obamacare is going, guys. You go to a computer and you have them decide if that little itch you have down there is a dermatitis or cancer. That's what you wanted. For the study, Malhotra and his team created a list of symptoms based on 45 medical scenarios. They inputted these symptoms into 23 commonly used checkers in the U.S., United Kingdom, and Netherlands. The researchers found that the programs provided the correct diagnosis on the first attempt only one-third of the time. Correct diagnoses were included in the top three suggestions 51% of the time. When broadened out to the top 20, the success rate rose to 58%. But the researchers pointed out that the diagnosis itself may not be as important as getting the correct advice about whether or not how quickly to see the doctor. That's a good point. So, for example, okay, you type in, chest pain coming and going, okay? And they say it could be cardiac. You know, see your doctor immediately. Okay, well, how immediately? Immediately meaning when the doctor is back? You know, the doctor's first appointment is August 7th. So, immediately, right? You know, as soon as he gets back in town. No, immediately meaning now, go to the ER. See? They say it's not nearly as important for a patient with fever, headache, stiff neck, and confusion to know whether they have meningitis or encephalitis as it is for them to know that they should get to an ER quickly. He is 1,000% correct, this Dr. Mehrotra. He is 1,000% correct. You guys sitting there spending time going, do I have a superior mesenteric artery embolism or do I have a superior mesenteric artery vasospasm? Just go to the hospital. Okay, see, that is what we need. This is what we need. This is some scary stuff. The programs tend to be overly cautious. They say suggesting users seek care when self-treating, and then they're worried it could be over-treatment and then medical costs. So they say further research should focus on whether or not users actually follow the advice of symptom checkers, specifically their choice about when and where to seek medical care. This is something I am going to probably end up designing. You know how I was really fighting the whole telemedicine thing, going, you know, this stinks. You're going to be later forced through your insurance company to try to show your testicular lump, you know, to somebody online on the internet. But here's the thing. If you guys are already going to the computer, if you're already putting your life, putting your child's life into the hands of a Google search, then I better find a way to be on there where you guys could at least ask me. And I go, you want to know what? No, don't screw with it. You need to go. And maybe some of the doctors online may be wrong. Maybe you went to the ER and you really didn't have to go to the ER. But I would be much more freaked out to hear that you stayed home and you dropped dead of a heart attack or you had some sort of a rupture and you didn't get better. So I wish we could go back to the olden days where the doctor knew you, you grew up, the doctor delivered you, you were taken care of by him coming to your house, looking around your room, telling what you could do in your room to make you feel better, telling you some home remedies, prescribing you a medication, and just watching you grow old, and then his son or his protege takes care of you as you get older because he's no longer around. It's not like that anymore. Most of you guys will probably have seen over 100 different doctors in your lifetime, and they keep changing and changing. I just had another patient saying she lost her doctor. Now she needs a new one. This is ridiculous. Now she has to start all over. Of course you do. And then you start to fall in love with the doctor, and the doctor bails. The doctor's like, I'm done. I am so done. And then you know, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Being a doctor didn't suck years ago. It was cool. You were revered. You know, you were paid appropriately for your work. You didn't have all this high overhead. So if somebody brought you a chicken, it worked. It worked great. And in fact, the doctor didn't want to take the chicken. He's like, you know what? It's okay. It was nothing on my part. But now it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to run an office. You have all these rules and all these threats by patients and lawyers and malpractice companies and, you know, the media and you're like, I just wanted to take care of people and make them feel better. So yeah, you're not going to have your doctor for longer. I don't even know what the average is. I don't even know if they studied where you get to have the average doctor for more than, 5 years. Thank God my gynecologist has not left town. I haven't seen my gynecologist since 1998, and I probably have 5 chartfuls. One of the reasons why she went to electronic medical records is because the file room was completely filled up with my gynecological files. She was like, hell with this. We got to do this. This is ridiculous. Okay, Dahlia alone is taking up $400 a month in rent with square footage. So, she went electronic, and that's fine, but I hope she doesn't leave. I mean, I cannot imagine forcing somebody else for 17 years to have to relearn my whole gynecological history. Can you imagine? I don't think Encyclopedia Britannica could make a dent into my gynecological history. Oh, well. What was I saying? I don't know what you guys are going to do. I really don't. I mean, I'm going to try to be here for you. I just don't know what to say. We're screwed. All right, so I'm about to go on break, and I'm about to open another piece of my chocolate. We'll come back in a few minutes. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.